But right now, we got a big old bag to dive into for the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulations of your communications throughout the entire week, from you to us via all the avenues of technology and other such traditional ways. You can always call us, text us, show up at our studio.
Knock on the window.
Email us. Yeah.
Break dance in front of the studio windows.
Or just park it under the soundboard like some other visitors.
Excuse me. Come on in.
We frequently like to check, do we have a Hank FM newsletter? We're on a bit of a dry spell right now on the newsletter front. Yeah. I don't know if the printing press broke down or what. Not sure.
The ditto machine.
Get them while they're hot right there. We do like to read corporate things on air. And this comes from management. Says, I'm working on the sports minutes. And we'll have them done momentarily.
Sports!
Who's doing that?
I don't know. It should
it's
be
not
the
for me.
No, it should be you. The sports director.
Kevin Longquist, who do you think
we
you are?
We have a chain of command here. And that is how we survive.
Well, there's more from corporate. If you don't have plans tomorrow, apparently we have 4 free entries into the 5K for Compassion for Corsicana.
Oh.
That's exciting.
So oh, that's a run?
Yes, I nominated you.
Oh.
So, you know, you're looking for things to do with the wife. You've done pickleball and tennis. Congratulations. It's going to be fun.
How many of the Ks do I have to run? Do I have to run all 5 of them? Or can I just do a 2K?
No. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Is there a KB?
As long as you bring your compassion.
Okay.
Also, out of the sales meeting, I received a text message from the boss.
Mm.
And everyone was very excited about my impromptu color guard breakout at Tractor Supply in Cleburne last weekend.
Yeah, you should find this video, guys.
Yeah. All the salespeople now want me to perform with my flag for their clients.
Well, look what you started.
I know. We're going to start it.
Good job.
Cruise night next Thursday. Hudson Oaks Boo Rays. See you there.
Hood County Chamber let us know to let you know out there. Once again, they're trying to go for the 5P. Granbury, best historic small town in America. Won it 4 times from USA Today. They're voting for the 5th time, so go vote where that voting happens. Adeline sent in, good morning. First morning in a long time. I could comment, always driving to or from dropping kids off at daycare. We listen every morning. We love y'all.
Well, aw, thank you.
Adeline. Nikki is loving that we're giving shout-outs to Rainbow, Texas, and surprised that y'all know where Rainbow is. Of course, just south of the Bury there. In fact, we're talking about because County Line Ice House, where Hank's Jam
Over the Rainbow. It's in the rainbow.
It's north of Rainbow. So it's somewhere over the rainbow.
So Toto.
And that's where dreams come true. Every Wednesday night, starting at 7.
Laura on the road. She says, morning, y'all.
Hey.
Would you please come cut my grass?
Oh.
I'll bake you some fresh brownies.
Okay, this is a deal.
So I responded, my lawnmower is broken.
Oh.
But retired Ricky,
yeah.
He is always on it.
Yeah.
She says, she'd like us to reach out and make that happen, but we'll bake us brownies anyway. So I don't know. I think we just won. And thank you, retired Ricky.
Thank you.
That's very sweet.
You just nominated somebody to do work.
No, I've done it.
And they're retired.
I said, hey, he loves the mowing.
What about his happy hour?
I love happy hour.
You know what? I bet Laura pours a mean margarita.
Dave says, McLovin, the new Don Williams. Yeah. And asked, also, will you play more if you get it? Yes.
Always.
Teresa says, I pretty much know what day it is during the week. We get these from time to time based on what you guys do. Though I like the way she says, Mondays are, of course, just Mondays. Tuesdays are Trump. Wednesdays are W. Thursdays are floating. And by Friday, it's just everything else. Yeah, that's pretty much the show.
Yeah, there you go. Atta girl.
You got it down.
some interesting perspective off the text lines. From the 817, real cowboys don't wear a hat inside, and especially not at the dinner table.
There you go.
Blake, chiming in on Facebook, saying to call me back.
Okay.
And Jesse wants to know how to get in touch with Joe Belinsky.
Well, who doesn't?
I mean, quite frankly, she wants to be friends with the mayor.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what that's like.
Just call up every single Sunday. He's right here. He answers the phone. Hey, KB, how's it going with L?
Hey.
Well, it's always good to ask her first. But 3 months today, everybody. So very nice. We were all down there in the stockyard.
Aww.
Congrats on the kiddo. This is from Rick. Congrats on the kiddo turning 18. Mm-hmm. And yes, the loan will never be paid off. That's true. I'll always be paying on that. Even though paid off a car this week.
Look at you.
Yeah, one out of two ain't bad.
Yeah, that's not too shabby. Hot on the heels of the Graceland presidential visit, someone chiming in that Elvis sang the Yellow Rose of Texas in the movie Viva Las Vegas.
Well, well, well.
Yeah. And in regard to Jeremy's question of the night, someone saying the answer is McDonald's French fries, which, by the way, just so we're clear,
is always the answer
in any situation whatsoever.
Take that to the bank.
Laura's brownies.
Take that to the bank.
Hi, Ricky.
Andy suggests somebody write a stern letter to get us a Texas Regional Country Award.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're on it there, bud.
Heather Lee.
comments about, we had a lot of suggestions this week, of course, with the Will It Float item. One of those being Elvis, speaking of, a peanut butter and banana sandwich. But I think that was too close to the banana bread incident.
Yeah, we're fresh.
Yeah. And then when it came to Will It Float, Kelly, who helped you last week while I was gone here in studio?
My lovely assistant.
Kelly in the Ville says, I looked for the tank last week with every intention of cleaning it, but it's locked up tighter than Fort Knox. Well, it's just out there in a cabinet.
Yeah, but it's not something you want to show off.
We hide it because I'm afraid engineering will take it away. Doris says it wouldn't be the tank of transparency, though, if it got cleaned. Exactly.
See. Mm-hmm.
And then finally, when it comes to it, Tony in the UK says, okay, so the mouse situation.
What?
First of all, Tony in the UK, way over there, says, I like the mouse representative.
Me too.
Several reactions to our new friend debuted on the show yesterday, the Hank FM studio mouse. Jeff says, not surprised you guys have a rodent problem with the tank being as gross as it is.
What? Fair. That makes sense.
Tony, but with an eye, says, not going to lie, I kind of want to hear more from what the studio mouse has to say.
Same.
Jay Bay in sales. Thought Leslie the mouse sounds cute.
Aw.
And yesterday, Elle was out live with the ranch yesterday, okay? And she was asked by somebody there if she was the voice of the mouse.
Someone asked me if I was the voice of the mouse. You can't make that stuff up.
No. And, boy, all last night, though, at the house. Now the kiddo's even doing
What?
So that'll be a thing this weekend. The mouse did not go without its detractors, though. David in Hamilton said, simply stop with the mouse.
Oh,
that's fine. That's okay.
It's okay.
We welcome all reactions and responses and stuff like that. Of course, I did tell Leslie the mouse, and you can imagine its reaction.
Oh, boy. Thanks, David.
There is always love. When you reach out to us, we read them. We consume them. We think about them. And then we go. There we go.